Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, Mai
Hi.
Soon. I have Leanna on the line. I was hoping you could help him out.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
Good, you?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Did I work?
Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, this is what I'm doing now, right?
Yeah. So are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yeah.
Right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup? Oh,
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
For me?
Thank you. And do you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's? Was it a B cell, a T cell?
Beast.
The diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes, diffuse.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
I have to look up. Can I can you give me a second? Because I don't know the date offhand, but I have it.
Okay.
Just give me one second. So I took the test on January 9th, 2023. And then I was actually diagnosed with the B cell on the 14th of January, 2023.
Okay. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or for work or both?
At home.
At home. And was anyone else in your household affected by the spray as well?
No.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I was just asking
26.
how. Oh, okay. 20. All right. And then can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
Yes, it's 10413 San Vicente Boulevard, Spring Valley, California, 91977.
Right. Thank you. And how many years would you say you've been spraying Roundup for, or you sprayed Roundup for?
4 years.
4 years. Did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Right. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Thank you. And then for your address, just to confirm again, your zip code was 91977, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'm going to read off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Right. Okay.
Any organ transplant or HIV AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
Epstein-Barr?
Yes.
No, I don't even know what that is.
Okay. And then arthritis or lupus?
No.
Diabetes or family cancer history?
No.
Okay. And then any other cancer requiring chemotherapy besides the non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Right. And for your first name, I have L-E-A-N-O. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then last name, E-D-R-O-Z-O?
Yes.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Thank you. Can I get your date of birth?
January 31st, 1998.
And are you married?
No.
Okay. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
How did I first learn?
Yes.
Well, I saw the ad on television, and I had used Roundup, basically, and I got cancer, and it's the same type of cancer that I saw in the ad, so that's why.
Mm-hmm. Okay, was that recent when you found out, when you saw the ad?
I saw it on TV.
Okay. And was that in 2023 or this year, or when did you see that ad?
This year.
Okay. And then can I get the last four digits of your social?
9725.
Thank you. And what is your height and weight?
6 foot, 200 pounds.
Okay. And can I get your primary email?
Yeah. TANK. 1998gs@gmail.com.
That was GS like Sam?
GS like Sam, yeah.
Okay. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes.
Right. And how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
At least 10 times a month.
At least 10 times a month?
Well, not actually realistically, I wouldn't even say that much. I would say 10 times overall, but like 2 times a month maybe.
Okay. Well, did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
And yeah. What year did you first start spraying Roundup?
Like 2018, probably, I started using Roundup.
2018. And when did you stop?
Like 2022.
Okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No. Just gloves.
All right. And what states were you using the Roundup in?
California.
It was only in California? Okay. And how many exposures do you think you've had to Roundup in your lifetime, if you just had to estimate?
Shoot, I don't know. A lot.
Would you say the exact over
amount. 2 times a month, I mean, for 4 years. So, what was that, 2 times 12, 4, right?
Yes.
So let me get my calculator. 2 times 12 would be 48, right? 48 times 4 would be probably around like 200 times.
Okay. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrated.
Do you remember where you purchased the Roundup from?
Home Depot.
And do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Yeah. I have a bill.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to the non-Hodgkin's?
Yes.
Can you estimate how long or how much time you missed?
I was in the hospital for 3 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, like, you know, I mean, like, not physically in the hospital, but, like, you know, like, going through chemotherapy, it was, like, 3 times in, like, 3 months, and during that time, I wasn't working, for sure.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I was an outpatient for 3 months. 9 days in the hospital, though.
Okay. And then, was your treatment only chemotherapy, or did you have any other treatment as well?
Oh, no. Yeah, there was chemotherapy, pain meds. They gave me an injection, like, through IV 3 times in, like, 3 months, and then morphine.
Oh, wow. Okay. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yeah, I have all my medical records. They're just at my dad's house, so I have to just go grab them.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy or disability or workers' compensation?
No.
And then other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Never.
Okay. And then can I get the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
Yes. It's Grossmont Center Drive, La Mesa, Sharp Grossmont Hospital.
Is that the one on, it's 5555 Grossmont Center Drive?
I'm La Mesa, California, 91942.
Okay. And then do you remember your physician's name?
Yeah. Never forget that month. David Bodkin, Dr. David Bodkin.
That's Bodkin?
Yes. the bottom.
Right. And how has your diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's impacted your life?
Well, I almost died, and I can't really work, and yeah, the whole thing, it sucks.
I'm sorry to hear that. Would you say some mental and physical hardships as well?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Scary.
Right. And then you said your treatment was chemotherapy, pain meds, and an IV?
Yeah, they would give me the chemo, they gave me an injection through IV.
Okay. And when was the last time you were treated?
Probably March 10th, around March 10th, like
2023. And do you remember your first treatment, when that was?
Around January, 2023. January, like 18th, maybe.
Okay. Right. And then can I get your address, please?
10413 San Vicente Boulevard, Spring Valley, California, 91977.
Thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. Did you want to provide one?
No.
Right. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier for you to open up.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent it.
Okay. Want me to open it?
Yes.
I'm opening it.
Okay, and then while you're looking through that, I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line just so you have my number in case you have any questions at all.
You said what? You're going to send me your number?
Yes.
Okay. Fine with that. Okay, let me see. Oh, should I sign all these?
Yes.
Okay, I think I just signed them all.
Okay, I just received it. And then I sent you that text with my number. So that is all I need from you. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
Yeah, so what's the next thing that happens?
Now the attorneys are going to give you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
Okay.
And then if you haven't heard from them at all, you can send me a text or a call and I could transfer you over to them, okay?
Okay. Are you guys out here in San Diego?
I'm towards Orange County.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, then thank you for your time. If you have any questions at all, you can give me a call or a text, okay?
Okay. I love you. Thank you.
Okay, bye.